This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Payrolls grew by 204,000 people in October. That is way beyond the 120,000 forecast, and the August and September payroll surveys were revised sharply upward as well. There is a parallel survey of households, and that showed the unemployment rate climbing a tenth percent to 7.3%. That covers the month of the government shutdown, and while some of this may be statistical noise, it does suggest that labor markets weathered the shocks coming out of Washington better than expected. Julia Coronado, Chief Economist, North America, BNP Paribas, has been looking through the report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics along with us. Julia, thanks for doing this.
It's my pleasure.
All right, 204,000 more jobs. Where'd those come from?
Well, they came from a variety of industries. Retail returned to strength. The tourism industry was hiring very strongly. Even professional jobs increased. So it was pretty broad-based in the improvement. And as you noted, we got some upward revisions, which suggests that the summer trends weren't quite as weak as they previously looked.
So let me put it another way. Where did this strength come from? Because many forecasters weren't expecting this.
Well, I think we have to be a little careful in the interpretation. If we turn our attention to the household survey, the unemployment rate went up, and participation fell a lot, and that's usually a negative signal. And in general, the data collection has been disrupted by the government shutdown. I think we need to get a couple more months of data under our belts before we draw conclusions about what the trends are. I think better than expected, but let's keep our wits about us here.
Now, did the government actually count the temporarily furloughed federal workers as employed, or were they not counted as employed?
They were counted as unemployed, so they did show up in the unemployment rate, and they were shown as being on temporary layoff, and so that was one of the factors pushing up the unemployment rate.
So something encouraging generally here, but keep an eye on this because the statistics that are behind these surveys may be suspect.
Exactly. We want to get a few more reads before we draw conclusions. But again, I think generally good news.
All right. Julia Coronado, BNP Paribas. Thank you very, very much.
It's a pleasure.